So, are you like analyzing me right now? No, that's not what a therapist does. What's up, guys? It's Jacqueline here. I am your host. I'm a full-time mental health therapist and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I swear like a sailor, rarely use my filter, and I'm committed to sharing with you all the stuff they probably should have taught us in school. Today's episode, I'm super pumped for because this is a question I have been getting a lot lately, and I just want to have it all the info in one place for future reference and for anyone who hasn't chatted with me but is considering going to therapy. So let's talk real, raw, vulnerable truth about therapy, who needs it, and is it for me? Let's dive in. I have known since I was in middle school that I wanted to be a therapist. I wanted to help people through their shit. I've known that for a long time. I went to 6 years of college and grad school for that, and I've now been practicing therapy for 2.5 years, and I fucking love it. But I know that there are still so many people who don't believe in it, who feel the stigma of going and therefore don't want to, and they have all the wrong ideas about what it actually is. So, first of all, I can't read your mind, and I'm not always analyzing you, and I'm not here to give you advice. My job as a therapist is actually just to guide you on your journey, and that's what therapists do. So, a lot lately, I've been getting the question of like, do what you think I need to go to therapy? Or people have been hitting up my DMs and being like, laying their shit on me. And I'm like, girl, you need to go to therapy. Like, this is something you need to work through. And so I want to just chat about how do I know if I need to go to therapy and what to expect? Like, what's really going to go on in that private space and all the good, juicy deets from the therapist's point of view and from the client's point of view, since I'm a therapist who sees her own therapist. So, how do you know if you need to go to therapy? Well, that's a great question, but you already know the answer because if you're even asking it, you probably need to go. Because if you're asking if you need to go to therapy, then obviously there's something bothering you enough that you haven't been able to work through on your own, and you might need a little guidance. So, when you're sliding into my DMs, when you're chatting with your girlfriends, and you're wondering and having this internal debate of, oh God, do I need to go? Do I need to make an appointment? Do I need to see a therapist? Yes. The answer is probably yes. There is very rare that if you came to me with that question that I would be like, girl, you're fine. You don't need a therapist. Because honestly, I believe everyone needs to be in therapy. Whether you see your baggage as such and see it as weighing you down and hindering you or not, the truth of the matter is you have shit. We all do. And you have to let go of that somehow, somewhere. And talking about it is good. It's going to bring up some nasty feelings. It's going to cause you pain in the moment. It's going to be super fucking hard to be open with a complete stranger. But that's also the beauty of it. It's a complete stranger. They have no biases towards your life. They don't know anything except what you've told them. They're just your person. That's their job to be a support to you. Who doesn't need that in their life? So if you're asking the question, then yes, you need to go to therapy. Second question that comes next is, well, how do I find one? Logistically, It comes down to figuring out what providers are in your insurance network, doing a little digging online. So you figure out what providers should I be looking at from your insurance. You just give them a call, tell them what's going on, say who's in our network, and then pulling them up online and going to look through their staff. All therapeutic staff have a little nice little bio that says, here's who I work with, here's my specialty. You know, some work with adults, some work with kids, some work with trauma, some work with anxiety, some work with divorce, some work with career stress. Like, it, there is someone out there for you, but it's going to require you to do a little work. So once I figured out who was in my network, I started doing research and I knew I wanted to work with an older woman, because I didn't want to be in therapy with someone who was like even close to my age, because I thought I would feel uncomfortable and I didn't want it to feel like a friend relationship. I wanted it to be therapist client. So I knew I wanted someone who was a little bit older. I knew I wanted someone who specialized in anxiety, and I knew I wanted someone who only worked with adults so that I would not have the possibility of any overlap with my past, present, or future clients that I work with, since I work with teens. That was my main criteria. So I pulled up some places that were in my network. I looked through the staff bios and I went for it. I scheduled my appointment with her, and I was very open to the fact that if I don't feel a connection today, I'm going to give it one more session. And if after two sessions, I don't think this is going to be the right fit, I'm going to not schedule another appointment with her and I'll try someone else. And so I went into it with that mindset because I didn't want to have my heart set on she was going to be my person. She ended up being my person. I adore her. We have a great relationship and it's working really well, but I don't want you to go into it thinking like, well, if this doesn't work, then therapy is not for me. Because as therapists, we all have very different techniques, very different approaches, and you have to feel that connection if you want to get any work done. So be in keeping those logistical things in mind as you're searching for somebody that you want to work with. Okay, but what if I've never been diagnosed with a mental health disorder and I'm just struggling? That's a great question. Not everybody is going to meet criteria to have a mental health disorder of some sort. So as therapists, we are able to still work with you. You don't have to have a mental health diagnosis to work with us. It's okay. So you can come in and it can be a situational thing that you're working through. So a big life adjustment. It can be for grief. It can be for a divorce. It can be for something that is just stressing you out right now. It doesn't have to be that you think you have trauma or depression or anxiety. It can just be, hey, my life's not exactly how I want it to be. I think there's some work that I need to do. Can you help me through that? And that's totally okay. So don't go in expecting you're going to come out with all these mental health diagnoses and stuff, because that might not be true for you. It might be the case if you've gone undiagnosed for a while, but not necessarily. So I don't want you to avoid going to therapy because you're afraid of having a diagnosis. Because honestly, even I bought into that stigma. I thought, I can't go to therapy because what if they diagnose me? I'm a fucking therapist. How horrible would that be if I had mental health? It turns out that was a load of bullshit. I do have mental health. I'm a therapist. I think it's what makes me a great therapist. So, you know, you win some, you lose some. If you truly want to live your life to your full potential and you feel like there is something you're holding on to that is keeping you back from living that best life, you got to go to therapy. You got to let go of the stigma attached to it. You have to let go of the, I should be stronger, I shouldn't have to go to therapy. Stop it. You're not weak. In fact, I think some of the strongest people I know are the people who willingly put themselves through this. I've never felt more empowered and strong than when I'm completely losing my shit in therapy, processing through all my stuff, because it's in those moments that I know change is happening. So you're not weak. You're not broken. You're not faulty. You are just you. And sometimes it's okay to ask for a little help. I hope that you will take to heart what I'm saying and this message, because I know that you have so much greatness and potential inside of you, and it is just waiting to be unleashed. But you gotta let go of your darkness and that shit from your past or the stuff you're working through right now in order to shine. Oh, it's so fucking cliche, but it's true. So I hope that you will take this to heart. I hope you will really consider it. And if I can do it, I know you can too. I appreciate you. I value our time together. And I cannot wait to see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.